Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm, Creamer Law Business Law, CreamerLaw.com, and Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. Thank you for being with us on this Tuesday afternoon. We're just rolling through another week. A program reminder, we're going to be in Kansas City on Thursday and Friday, broadcasting from that great city, and so we hope that we'll be able to bring a little Kansas City spirit to the Des Moines airwaves. With us in studio, Jody Selby. She's the Vice President and Manager of Financial Intelligence Department of Bankers Trust. And we had a conversation just the other day about some of the scary things that are going on vis-a-vis the internet and breaches and all the things that make all those headlines. Jody, welcome to the News Hour. Glad to have you here.
Great. Thank you for having me.
So this is a serious issue, isn't it?
It is a serious issue. You know, these are some of the issues that keep me awake at night, you know, can keep our CEO awake at night. And so we want to do our best to educate and let the community know.
Let's talk about that. Tell us what it is that you do, and then we'll break it down from there.
Sure. At Bankers Trust, I am responsible for a few different areas in the Financial Intelligence Department. We manage the anti-money laundering compliance, so we watch for anti-money laundering activity. We manage internal and external fraud investigations. We also handle physical security for the bank and information security for the bank.
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff.
And of those things, this whole area of internet security is really taken on a whole new meaning that we didn't see 5-10 years ago.
That's right. You know, when we think about information security in particular and cybersecurity, protecting your information, helping our customers protect their information, helping our customers protect their customers' information.
Right.
When you really think about it, it can be a bit mind-blowing.
And what's really staggering about many of the breaches that we've heard from Target on down to JCPenney, all of these breaches that have happened in retail centers, oftentimes the companies don't even know that they've been breached until days or weeks after the breach has happened.
Right. That's right. And sometimes, you know, it's not even something that's started or emanated within their own walls.
Right.
It started somewhere else, and they're the ones that are the victims, and now their customers' information is out there and it's for sale, and whether it's a debit card or a credit card or something more personal like their customers' social security numbers.
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is internet security. Jody Selby is with us from Bankers Trust. And one of those issues that we hear a lot about in the major news media, and we've talked about it here on this program in the past, but let's talk about some specific things that people can do to perhaps lessen their exposure.
You know, when you're talking about one of the areas that I get concerned about the most are the businesses, because we see, you know, a lot of businesses that get targeted because that's where a lot of money is at, and criminals know that. That's where they tend to target. So businesses at Bankers Trust, we have a Stop, Look, Think campaign where we have all of our employees stop, look, and think on everything that they do. And so we try to share that with our customers and different business owners to encourage their employees to do the same thing.
Let me give you an example of where
right.
I think you're going with this. All right.
Yep.
Many times people access the back end of systems through what looks to be an innocuous email.
Exactly.
All right. So when a citizen, a business, when you get an email and it looks odd, you don't necessarily just click right on through. You stop.
Look.
And think.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is such a perfect example. We saw an increase over the last several months of email compromise where a CEO may have their email compromised or email spoofed and an email sent to the CFO requesting a wire transfer of some money. And the CFO, thinking that email is a legitimate email, goes ahead and authorizes a large wire transfer outside the country. And take a moment to stop, look, and really think about that request. Is that a normal request from the CEO? Because once the money is gone, once money leaves, we have a 1% chance of recovering that money, and it's really difficult. I tell people, The wonderful thing about a wire transfer or an ACH transfer is the money moves quickly and it's available right away.
The bad thing
about a wire transfer is it moves quickly and it's available right away.
And to whomever that's been going out to. Jody Selby, ladies and gentlemen, is with us from Bankers Trust. We're talking about internet security and protecting your business as well as your personal accounts. So that is one area. All right. So you got to stop and think about what's going on before you take action.
Correct. You know, antivirus. You hear people talk about antivirus. And antivirus still is still an important piece of the puzzle as well. It's not the only piece of the puzzle. I was talking to a lady earlier about layers of security and having many layers of security. And an antivirus is just one layer, one piece of the puzzle. So purchasing a reliable security suite, keeping it updated, making sure your systems are patched, your updates are being processed when they're ready to be processed. I always talk about my laptop at home. We don't turn it on that often, but it seems like when we do, there's always updates.
Always updates.
And my husband will want to say, "Oh, let's just turn it off." No, we need those. We need those updates to go through. I know it's going to take a while, but
if you've got any pull with Microsoft, they're right next door, you know. But if you've got any pull with Microsoft, because get them to like not send an update 25 at a time and that takes a half an hour to do.
I wish I did. Wouldn't that be nice? But yeah, I know.
It's one of those things.
There's a reason for we need them, and so you suffer through those updates. So
other than being very vigilant about where we go on the internet, that's another thing. I have a friend who has a music recording studio here in town, and he is very vigilant. He has a computer that does access the internet, and one that never ever does. And he says this may be low tech, but it's the way that I keep some things safe here within the house. And I would imagine that would work. What other things can consumers or businesses do, Jody, that will help them hold on to more of their money?
Monitor their accounts. That's really, really important thing.
Do people not do that?
Some people don't monitor their accounts or monitor them quickly. And, you know, there's a lot of resources available to be able to monitor your accounts and to keep an eye on what's happening. Monitor your credit. Know who you're sharing your information with. And if somebody's asking for your information, know why they're asking for that information. Just like I said, being vigilant is so important, so very important. And know what those threats are. Every financial institution has a person or a department that does what I do. So we can have those conversations with our customers and know what happens when you get that letter that your debit card's been compromised. What
do you do?
What do you do?
Yeah.
You know, or what do you do when you see fraud in your account? Or what do you do if you are the victim of identity theft? All of those are very, very scary things, and there are people available to help you.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting you should mention that, because just last month, this is a great story, but we were monitoring our credit report from time to time, you know, and up popped this credit. There was a credit inquiry that I didn't recognize at all for a card. I'm going, well, what's this? What is this about? And so I asked my bride, I said, gee, what's it? I don't know. And, you know, so right away, the lights go off. I come to find out, though, she was at the REI grand opening, and they were. I said, "We don't do any business with Bank of America. What is this?" So you need to watch and make sure what it is that you're doing is accurate,
and take advantage of the different layers of security that are available. If the financial institution that you bank with offers tokens, you know, where you enter a token number. For every time you log in, use the token. Or if out-of-band authentication, where you receive a text message with a code in it, take that. Text alerts are another great tool that you can use in case somebody's accessing your account or somebody's trying to use a password. All of those different types of security measures are wonderful, wonderful tools.
Are you finding that, and I find it interesting that perhaps many people don't know about these things that exist, But you're absolutely right. If you get an email and say, hey, by the way, somebody's just tried to do a password change on whatever your account is, you got to take those things seriously.
Correct. Or if you get something in the mail that says your address has been changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we send out, you know, an address confirmation if you change your address, and keeping your information up to date with the bank. If we see something suspicious, I mean, financial institutions monitor for unusual activity. So if we see something unusual, we want to be able to reach you. There's nothing more frustrating than not having an updated phone number and trying to reach that customer when we're seeing what we think is probably fraud and not being able to contact
them. Now, there's
them.
New technology with many of the credit cards that are out there, the chip technology.
Yes.
And that supposedly is going to be an added – there's been issues of skimming, you know, where people skim cards at various machines and whatnot, but this new technology is supposed to be helpful. Did that cause, that new chip technology, did that cause any angst with regard to Bankers Trust?
No, we started rolling out new chip cards last year in our credit card space, and then our debit cards will start rolling out this year.
Mm.
And merchants, many merchants are accepting chip cards now.
I'm surprised at how quick that caught on.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, October was the date that we all had the liability shift, and that went into place. So that was kind of the beginning date for us all to really start making that move towards the chip-enabled cards.
What's the most common issue that you guys face in the security area for Bankers Trust?
The card compromises.
That is the
one thing, trying to get our arms around the card compromises. And the chip cards are certainly a step in the right direction, and that will help. Nothing will solve it, but that will certainly help.
So with Bankers Trust, would a person visit with their banker about some of these issues, and would they have knowledge to be able to say, hey, these are four or five things that you ought to think about doing with regard to protecting your account or any banker, for any bank? Generally, does that happen?
Generally, that'd be the best place to start, is with your banker.
Because we don't want everybody calling Jody.
Well, they sure
they could.
But yes, yeah. Start with your banker, and if the banker doesn't have all the answers, then they escalate it. But yes, that's the goal, is to educate the bankers.
Who would have thought that we would have to have a position like this?
I know.
And the other thing that always surprises me, Jody, is who in the heck has time to be doing all this stuff?
You know, you think about that, and I tell folks, you know, organized crime, it's not just the Sopranos like we watched on TV. You know, these people are very organized, and this is their job. And if their job is going to reap them $500,000...
They're in.
...in a day, then...
Jody Selby, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in and doing this.
It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Bankers Trust, on it with regard to security for your account. Jody Selby will have all the contact information on the podcast. We've got to step aside. We're going to take a look at what happened today on that sliver of land between Broad and Wall Street in Manhattan. It was a better day than what it started out to be. Oil slid a little bit, but things came back fractionally. We'll take a look at the markets, the Iowa 25, and the commodity report. It's coming up next on the NewsHour.
There have been times in my life I've been wondering.